This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Jesus Christ is not your buddy nor your pal. God is not the man upstairs. God is not amused by such frivolous flippancy as in all such modern casual terms of relationship with Him. Jesus does not approve of everyone and their chosen lifestyle just because He loves you. If and when you truly meet Jesus by grace through faith, with true, genuine repentance, you will appreciate the greatness, majesty, and holiness of Jesus and His Father, God Almighty. Today on the program, I am highlighting Bible verses which show the vast greatness and power of God and of His only Son, Jesus. People are morally filthy and unfit for the kingdom of God in heaven, and no amount of self-improvement will do any good for you. Your only chance is to admit to yourself and then to God in confession of sin to Him, then trusting in His only Son, Jesus, to receive the gift of eternal life. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. In the Bible book of Luke, which is one of the four Gospels, we see a story of a tax collector named Zacchaeus. Now, tax collectors are most likely never popular people in any time or place. People pay taxes because their government requires it, but people wonder how wisely the government is spending those funds. In ancient Israel, at the time of Jesus, the Roman army occupied and controlled the land, and they hired freelance tax collectors to bring in a certain quota of money. And anything they could force people to pay above the required amount was like extra wages for that tax collector to put into his own pocket. The public knew the collectors were dishonest and resented them, and all the more because the collectors were often fellow Jews and would give the money to the Gentile Roman oppressors. This is background information, so you'll get the sense of this coming passage of why people called such people sinners. Here is Luke 19, 1-10. Jesus was passing through Jericho. There was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but because he was a little, short man, he could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to be passing by that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up into the tree and said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, because I must stay in your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling. "This man has gone to be a guest to the home of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." You see, Zacchaeus was indeed a sinner, and just being around Jesus, he knew he was a sinner and needed to repent and make restitution for the overcharging he had done to people. He knew that to follow Jesus and to become born again by the Spirit of God required true faith and commitment to a changed life. The power to live that new life also comes from the Holy Spirit of God living in a person once they truly confess Jesus as their Lord, Master, and Savior. Listen to this in Hebrews 4:14-16. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest incapable of sympathizing with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace whenever we need help. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 20 tells us more about the power of Jesus Christ. God delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For all things in heaven and on earth were created in him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Christ himself is before all things, and all things are held together in him. He is the head of the body, the church, as well as the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself may become first in all things. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in the Son, Jesus, and through him to reconcile all things to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. People need to make sure they really know who the real Jesus is and not just the Jesus they imagine him to be or would like him to be. Some believe Jesus was a good teacher or a prophet, but not God, not divine. Some believe Jesus was a highly moral man, but not God. But Jesus claimed exact equality with God in John 10:30, when Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Here's Luke 9:18-26. Once when Jesus was praying by himself and his disciples were nearby, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And still others say that you're one of the prophets of long ago that is risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ of God." But he forcefully commanded them not to tell this to anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and experts in the law, and be killed, and then on the third day be raised." Then he said to them all, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me will save it. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the whole world, but loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels." The Apostle John writes about Jesus as the Son of God in 1 John 3:4-9. "Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Indeed, sin is lawlessness. And you know that Jesus was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Everyone who resides in him does not sin. Everyone who sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was revealed, to destroy the works of the devil. Everyone who has been fathered by God does not practice sin, because God's seed resides in him, and thus he is not able to sin, because he has been fathered by God." From Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, we get this. "Now in these final days, God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son he created the universe. The Son radiates the glory of God and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When Jesus had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "Christ never sinned, but God put our sin on him. Then we are made right with God because of what Christ has done for us." In the Bible, the word death always assumes judgment by God after death, so when Jesus describes someone passing from death into life, he means salvation from condemning judgment from God and instead gaining eternal life with God in heaven. Here are some selected portions from John chapter 5. For just as the Father gives life to those he raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants. I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Isaiah 43:10-11. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. I, yes, I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. Job 38:1-6 expands on the majestic greatness of God through creation. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations? And who laid its cornerstone? Job 42:1-6, then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do anything, and no one can stop you. You asked, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? It is I, and I was talking about things I knew nothing about, things far too wonderful for me. You said, listen, and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. This website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestep and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address again is visionforchristworld.com. On Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 John 4:9. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son, Jesus, into the world so that we might have eternal life through Jesus.